Porsche's forgotten sedan for Studebaker. Porsche's history as an engineering firm predates its sports car reputation. The company built various products, components, and even entire cars for other companies before becoming a renowned sports car manufacturer. In the 1950s, Porsche was approached by Studebaker to build a sedan, which would later become known as the Type 542. This project showcased Porsche's engineering prowess and versatility in meeting specific client requirements. The partnership between Porsche and Studebaker highlights the company's ability to adapt to different markets and clients. However, it also underscores the challenges of working with American and German companies during this period. Studebaker's desire for a global presence led it to consider partnering with Volkswagen, but ultimately decided against it due to concerns over VW's past association with the Nazis. Max Hoffmann played a crucial role in bringing Studebaker and Porsche together. His involvement helped facilitate the partnership and ensured that both parties were satisfied with the final product. The Type 542 sedan boasted impressive specs, including a 120-degree V6 engine producing 98 horsepower in its air-cooled version. This design was notable for its removable front end, independent suspension, and solid construction. Despite its promising features, the project was ultimately cancelled due to poor timing. However, Porsche still received payment for its work on the project, which helped establish its first major factory in Stuttgart, Germany. Porsche's involvement with Studebaker demonstrates the company's willingness to experiment with different designs and technologies. This approach allowed Porsche to refine its engineering skills and develop a reputation as a versatile manufacturer. The Type 542 sedan remains an interesting footnote in Porsche's history, showcasing the company's ability to adapt to various client requirements and meet specific performance goals.